This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? I have a question for y'all before we hit the intro. Friends, how many of us have them? I just need to know that. I'm in an area of my life where I am okay with friendships ending, especially if they're no longer serving me in the ways that a friendship should serve you. And if you are in an impasse with a friendship, this video may help you. Y'all, hit the intro and stay with me. I'm going to bless you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. So beautiful. The last time I actually talked about friendships has been several years ago. When I had the kitchen table with someone else and all this debacle in around 2015, I've been on YouTube a long time, girl. I've been on here since 2006. Okay. I recently had an experience, on social media where I talked about some things concerning misogyny and the passport bros. And anytime you mention certain topics, particularly about the passport bros and trans women, trans rights, trans people, it brings out the good, the bad, and the ugly in people. And this episode is not about that particular post, but this is a general thing here. I'm learning that in the age of social media, stan culture, and with this current election cycle, friendships are about to be tested like no other. Friendships, I hate to say it, we are seeing some friendships crumble because of certain ideals, certain ways of thinking. And for the last several years, I've experienced seeing these things, and I've experienced these things for myself. And the grief process from ending friendships, it's something else, honey. But knowing when a friendship has to end, it may take a while, but once you arrive at that point, it's no going back. Here are some tips to know if a friendship has to end. First and foremost, examine the energy that's being put out versus you from that person you're calling friend. If you are doing most of the work in the friendship or relationship, if you're always there for that person, but they're never there for you, it's beginning to be a one-sided friendship. And it is okay to say, hey, this is no longer serving me. I'm doing this, 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 and you're not even there for me. If you're always there for people and no one's there for you in a friendship, it is okay to move on. It is okay to let that person know, hey, look, this friendship's got to end. We're in two different directions right now. Just be upfront with them. But I recognize sometimes you have to just cut people off and end friendships without explanations, especially if someone demeans your humanity and your personhood. For me, being a trans woman, I'm automatically paying attention to what you say about women, number one. And I'm also paying attention to what you say about trans women, trans men, non-binary people. I even see what you like when it pertains to portrayals of trans people, conversations about trans people, and what the hell you say in these comments on these social media posts. If, and this goes out to my trans people, if you have people in your life who don't mind liking posts that demean trans people, then those are not people you need to have in your life. And this is for anybody. If people like posts that demeans people's humanity, that ascribes to certain ideals that you know are problematic, baby, it is okay to cut their ass off. You don't owe them an explanation, because 9 times out of 10, people know what the fuck they did to cause you to want to end that friendship or that relationship. People are not that dumb. Because me, I can't deal with misogynistic people. I can't deal with people who hide their transphobia, because sooner or later it's going to come out. And to my trans girls, if you are dealing with individuals that has to say, as a real woman born and bred, you're this and that, when you're making a clear-cut point, baby, they were waiting to get transphobic. They were waiting to get ugly with you. And it's sad that with this rap beef going on, we are seeing the ugly side of some people, like, for real. Just this week, I have removed people from social media for some of the wild stuff that they're advocating for. I'm sorry, but to know when a friendship needs to end, you also need to look at their participation in stan culture. Let's be real. You liking an artist should not be a fucking personality. And I'm not saying this at a specific group of people, but if you are the type of person that you're willing to harm your friends and other people for the sake of an artist who could care less about you, who don't even know you, who has their own problems and don't care about themselves, then baby, instead of, you need to get help. Like, for real, like, if you're doing all that stuff, no. And if you have people like that in your circle, you need to watch that, because what will they do to you? What can they do to you? And also be careful of people who always have something negative to say about other people, or feel the need to always throw shade in settings, or feel the need to throw off on other people. Because a lot of times that's them projecting their own insecurities. If they throw around their insecurities like that, 9 times out of 10, they're talking about you behind your back and talking shit about you to other people. And one thing that I want people to understand, if you've ended a friendship with someone because they have done some abusive ass things to you, they have not only talked about you, but talked about everyone in your circle and everybody knows it, be careful of the people who hang around individuals that you know don't fuck with you, that they have seen what that person has done to you. And be particularly careful if they still try to befriend you after they co-signed on said friend's piss poor behavior and went along with it. Now, if they apologize and they change the behavior and they are sincere, cool. It's up to you if you still want to be friends with them. But I can't see myself being friends with someone who's friends with someone who's done some abusive shit to me. I'm sorry. And 9 times out of 10, those same friends, they co-sign on abusive behavior. I'm just being real. Another thing to look out for, to my trans people out there and to my femmes out there, if anybody co-signs with people like the late Kevin Samuels and anybody from the incel culture, baby, run like hell. You do not need them in your life. Run like hell. You do not need them in your life. No. Because I'm like this. If you have to subscribe to harmful ideals, that lets me know the ideals that you possess. And if you play R. Kelly's music, I'm looking at you funny. I'm just going to say that, like, And I'm the type of girl, I'm a girl's girl all the way, but I'm the type of bitch, I will call you out for bad behavior and hold you accountable. A true friend will hold you accountable. If your friends are not holding you accountable for the crazy stuff you do, for the disrespectful stuff you do, or even holding you accountable to yourself, it's not even about doing crazy stuff, but if your friends are not friend enough to hold you accountable or even let you know when you're slipping and they just let you slip and fall and just go off the deep end, those are not your friends. I can hear my grandma in my ear. That girl ain't your friend. Many of us didn't have aunties, uncles, relatives, and parents say, that person ain't your friend. You better listen to them people, because a lot of times people may not see the things that you may not see the things that other people are picking up. Because sometimes we can be blind in friendship. We can be very blind in friendship. Mm-mm. Another type of person that I stay away from when it comes to friendships, pick me's. Stay away from pick me's. I can't be friends with pick me's. Pick me's are the type to where they will agree to any and everything just for acceptance. We see this online with people being pick me's for people that bash the people that they are. We see people being pick me's for celebrities. We see people being pick me's for the wrong stuff. Mm-mm. Because one thing about a pick me is self-serving. A pick me is willing to do whatever to whomever and throw whomever under the bus just for the acceptance of a particular entity. And when you find people like that, baby, just go ahead and throw that away. Go ahead and throw that away. Now, I know that throwing away friendships is hard. It's going to be hard, especially if you've spent that time building a bond. But no bond is worth losing your peace and losing your sanity over.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And another way to tell if you should end a friendship, this is going to make a lot of people mad. Watch how they react to you being in a relationship. And not just any relationship, a healthy, non-toxic relationship. If they are busy talking down on your relationship, being negative, saying, oh, it's going to end because they throw up your past dating history, especially if you've had a history of bad relationships, but you're finally in a place to where you are healthy within and you're in a healthy relationship. Watch how they talk about that. And if they constantly bring up the crappy relationships you're in and bringing up the old you, then that may not be somebody you need to hang around. Because if you're my friend and you've seen me grow and mature, why are you still bringing up the old me? I'm in a new phase. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. But also, because I recognize sometimes people who are in relationships, some people will ghost their friends. And I'm like this, if you ghost your friends while you're in a relationship, your friends can't find you because you are stuck in your partner's skin. Number one, you're not a good friend and you need to find balance. Because if you're so quick to throw your friends away for a piece of pingling or a piece of box, then you need to get your priorities straight. I'm sorry. I'm saying this because I have been in that situation to where relationships I have been in, especially toxic relationships, have caused a strain in friendships. And thankfully, my friends and I were patient with each other. And hey, you know what? You were right. I'm sorry. It takes that. And it takes a certain level of maturity in friendships that not everybody has. But also, I recognize that for trans women and for trans people, when we get to a certain point in our transition and in our lives, there are certain things that we're not going to put up with. There are certain things that I'm not going to allow myself to be surrounded by. because I have worked too hard and I finally figured out the person that I am, And also in deconstructing from Christianity as well in religion, I realized a lot of my friendships were rooted in religious affiliations. And because we no longer have things in common, the friendships have ended. And there are going to be cases to where due to certain life changes, or you may be deconstructing certain areas of your life, certain changes in life, there are going to be times where friendships end because you all are not in the same space anymore, or just life happens. It doesn't always have to be a bad reason for a friendship to end. Friendships can end because, hey, we may not be able to hang out as much and we may grow distant. But I feel like if you're truly someone's friend and you feel like y'all are getting distance, if y'all are true friends, y'all will actually try to bridge that distance between each other. Yes, I understand we all, some of us are building families. We may not be able to hang out as much. But I feel like even in those type of friendship dynamics, there should be some type of effort on both parts. And in a friendship, if you're not putting effort into it, then it's not going to work at all. It's really not. But also, knowing when a friendship has to end, and knowing that you're going to have to end that, you're going to have to grieve that. You're going to have to grieve that. And I'm in a grieving process right now of some friendships. One of them being because I have been living clean and sober from certain drugs that I used to use for going on about 7 years now. And just if you're affiliated with certain things, I, as for me and my safety and my sobriety, I can't hang around certain atmospheres and certain people. And it's okay. It's not a slight to them. And it's never a slight to that person when you end a friendship. It only becomes a slight if people get offended because you're thinking about you. It is okay to choose you. But friendships are going to end. That's a fact of life. And a lot of and a lot of times friendships end over dumb shit. And when I say dumb shit, stuff that had no business happening in a friendship in the first place. But also, I can't be friends with someone who is not open-minded. And I'm learning that as I rebrand and really focus on my career in music and in social media. I'm at a point now to where if you're not open-minded and willing to see other people's point of view, and you're so gung-ho about yours to where you have to personally attack people, I can't fuck with you. Because that tells me all that I need to know about you. And I hate to be this way, but I am going to tell you the type of friends to keep. Keep those friends around you that will let you know, hey, some of the stuff you're saying, you being messy with it. Now, if you're spitting facts and you're giving them data to support what you're saying, and they say that you're being messy and disrespectful to yourself, baby, they're projected because you've hit them with an uncomfortable truth. It is just what it is. It is what it is. And I'm going to say this much. If you have some real people that will back you up through thick and thin when you're right and tell you when you're wrong, those are people to keep in your life. People that believe in your dreams, people that don't mind sharing your statuses, people that don't mind giving you constructive criticism without talking down on you or making you feel like shit. Those are people to keep around. But if you have people that feel the need to disrespect your personhood, and if you're not comfortable with their politics or some of the ways that they think, it is okay say end that. It is. I can't say it enough. It's okay to end that. And while friendships may not last for a lifetime, you can go out there, and I've learned this, where you get rid of one person, the universe always brings in the person that you need. And it's all about surrounding yourself with the right people. You can't have any and everybody in your circle. And it sucks sometimes to have to lose a friend, but it is what it is. Sometimes you have to choose you. And I've heard people say, well, I can be friends with people even though we are on different political sides. That doesn't work for everybody. I can't be friends with someone who supports candidates that want to vote against my humanity and my personhood. I can't see myself being friends with someone who would actively vote against not only the communities their best friend is a part of, but the same communities that they're a part of. Also, when it comes to friendships, you have to know who you are first and foremost. If you're around people and they're making you question yourself, question your personality in the wrong ways, those are not people that you need to hang around. And I'm just going to be real. Now, if you, like I said earlier, if you brought up things to your friend and they at least try with their hardest, try to see things from your point of view, try to understand certain aspects of your life that they may not be privy to, that's someone to keep. But if they're not trying to understand, if they're of the mindset, I don't understand it, but hey, do you? Might want to question that, because like, if people are not trying to understand you as a person, then why are you in my life? Are you here for comfort, or are you here just to be taking up space? Now, granted, if you've been the best friend to someone and they have shown you with some of the things that they think, they may not be a bad person to you, but just for some of the things that they say, if it makes you feel uncomfortable and you've already acknowledged it and they still continue that behavior, baby, you know what to do. Like I said, if you bring something to your friend and it's not a changed behavior or an understanding of how that is harmful to you, then that is not a friend. So, if you've made it this far in the video, I know I repeated some things. Y'all leave a mermaid emoji in the comment section and let me know your red flags when it comes to friendships. And also let me know your green flags. All right. So y'all live, love, and be free.